Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home as we begin this beautiful Monday morning together in God's Word. Today we are in Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 20, and today's reading begins with Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River by John, followed by his spending 40 days in the desert where he was tempted by Satan. Upon his return to Galilee, he begins preaching the good news and invites four fishermen to follow him. God's saving word for us this week is going to be joy. So let's begin. Not long afterward, Jesus came from Nazareth to the province of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As soon as Jesus came up out of the water, he saw heaven opening and the Spirit coming down on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my own dear Son. I am pleased with you." At once the Spirit made him go into the desert, where he stayed 40 days, being tempted by Satan. Wild animals were there also, but angels came and helped him. After John had been put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee and preached the good news from God. "The right time has come," he said, "and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news." As Jesus walked along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw two fishermen, Simon and his brother Andrew, catching fish with a net. Jesus said to them, "Come with me, and I will teach you how to catch people." At once they left their nets and went with him. He went a little further on and saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in their boat getting their nets ready. As soon as Jesus saw them, he called them. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and went with Jesus. Today's key verse is Mark chapter 1, verse 15, where Jesus said, "The right time has come, and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news." You know, think about this. At Jesus' baptism, you know, we hear words, as Jesus heard these words from heaven. It is the Father, and it says, "You are my own dear Son. I am pleased with you." What do these words tell us about Jesus' relationship with God? To me, it means that he is in obedience to God the Father, even though he is God the Son. Philippians explains that Jesus set aside his own personal use of his divine attributes. Didn't make him any less God. It's simply he chose not to respond or to act by God as God, but he lived in this world as a 100% man. And it's interesting that here the Father is completely pleased with the direction that Jesus' life is taking. It's interesting because, of course, we know from Scripture that all of this was foretold, all of this was prophesied, that Jesus was, in fact, a man of providence. He was a man of destiny. Interesting that Paul goes on and explains that we too are called. We too are men and women of destiny. Think about that this day. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, God's kingdom has come near. Open my heart and my mind to receive the good news you preach as I seek to follow you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, Monday morning is come and gone, at least for our time together. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 23, where Jesus speaks to his disciples about the destruction of the temple. Until then, my precious, precious friends, you just continue looking to God and being blessed. That's my prayer for you.